It's a big difference, and that's the big decision that somebody has to make. When you leave in the university environment, or even at a, let's say, a national lab like Naval Research Lab or Naval Ordnance Lab, where I did a lot of my personal research, personal with a small group of people usually. But you're basically spending most of your time on your research subject, you're writing papers, you're doing the work yourself. And as I say, the rewards there really come from publishing and becoming known in the scientific or engineering community. And that's how you develop your reputation. At the same time, you do some teaching as you do this, so that it's a combined teaching and general conducting research. Managing research, one of the things I think I did well was that once I decided to make that break. I didn't kid myself, or I can go as TI, Director of Research in this area of semi, and still write a lot of papers. I think I carried over maybe for a year or so, wrote, kind of finished up some things that I had written, but I didn't try to do that. One of my colleagues, I won't mention any names, did try to do that, and really, I think, I don't think you can do both well. There's enough said on that, but I think there are people who are research-oriented who want to be managers, but they don't want to give up the research side. I happen to know one of those. I made a fairly clear decision that once I got into management, it was more important to make sure the work of 30 or 40 people, which eventually became more like 300, was well-directed and choice of pride. The major responsibility of being ahead of an R&D group is to, first of all, really be pretty confident that your people are working on useful things, things that can lead to Texas Instruments, as opposed to, say, Bell Labs. We were not just interested in extending the knowledge other than sort of how it helped build cost-effective transistors and later integrated circuits. Where a pure research scientist is working just really, let's learn something about this. And that's what I did when I was in the university environment. There wasn't anything terribly practical about it. Mm-hmm. A good research manager at a reasonable size company it just has to be interested in products that are going to eventually become production. And I recognized that, and I got into the... I started out in the gallium arsenide, what we call compound semiconductor area, TI. The opportunity came up to head up the semiconductor lab, which was basically silicon. And I realized that silicon was the material of the future, and so I chose that opportunity to take over the silicon lab, and which was the most important lab that TI had. That's where we were developing integrated circuits and the processes that go with it.